Holy cannoli, it's me, M-Ski-Z, ready 1, 2, putting on them 2, 3s. It's been a couple days, been traveling. You're listening to On The Way Home podcast, on the podcast where I drive on my way home and do a podcast. It's about 10-15 minutes long. So come on, come ride with me. Maybe you're going into work. Maybe you're looking for a quick new listen while you're taking a doo-doo. Whatever you need to do, just take a listen. I appreciate you. Appreciate the love. And I'll probably be driving more to the grocery store. I'm leaving work late, 6:37 p.m. Friday evening. Just try to get shit done. That's what I'm doing. So the last 2 days I've been in Austin, Texas with a client. Some long days. I think we got up at frickin' 5 a.m. Wednesday to get to carpool and get into the airport for an 8:30 flight. Stayed up with the client after many drinks till like 1:30 central, so 2:30 eastern in the morning. Too old for that shit. I got kids, I'm yawning by like 9 o'clock, or if you listen to this podcast, I'm yawning by like 5:30 normally driving home. So went to bed late. Next day, went to the client office till like 2:33, left, catch our flight at 6:50 to get home by 9:30. But wait, no, bitch, you ain't going home. There's a snow warning in Michigan. 2 hour delay. So now our flight's leaving at, I don't even know when it was. I think we were boarding at 7:50? No, it couldn't have been. So 8:50? To get home by 12-ish, 12:30, something like that. Get to Detroit. And then drive an hour home in the snow, or to my car, and then drive another 20 minutes home. So I didn't lay in bed till like 1:30 in the morning this morning, and went to work around like 10. So I'm a little beat. I'm a little exhausted, to say the least. So that's why I don't have much energy right now. And I didn't get the exercise this morning. And I only ate one egg this morning because that's all we had. So I'm going to stop at the grocery store and get some eggs. Maybe I'll eat that for dinner. Eggs on pulled pork or something. So I didn't even look to do my normal what's trending on Twitter. I didn't even think about it. I just wanted to kind of get out and leave. And kids are at the in-laws. No, they're not. Kids are at my parents. My wife was on that part of town meeting a friend. So yeah. So what's the question of the day? What is it? What's Jim Bob want to talk about? He wants to talk about his future. How do I know if I should leave my job? That is the question of the day from JB. Well, whenever I think about it, I do a pro-con list. I mean, unless there's something just straight up hot. Whoa, there's a car. Unless there's just someone, something that's happening where you need to leave. You're getting harassed or beat down, or you just hate everybody you work with, and yeah, leave. But if you're on the fence, if it's one of those, you know, I like the people, I like the salary, but I think I want to do just something different, then yeah, make a pro-con list. Start, do your homework. Now with the internet these days, you can set up all sorts of safe searches. You can do everything. Get emails, check out jobs, apply. My advice, don't leave a job till you have a new job. unless you just can't take it anymore. What's the phrase? The saying, people leave bosses, not jobs. I could see that. Because, I feel like it's hard for me to believe the, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Well, that's horseshit. Because whether you're at work 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, you can love it. But you're still working, you're still busting your ass, you're grinding. You're still away from your kids and your family. So, guess just what's important to you, Jim Bob. You know, make sure you can get a stable job. Like, whenever I think about it, that's what it is. It's, you know, salary, location from my house. How's that going to affect my family? What are the perks? So that's the pro-con list. And if they're even, probably want to stay where you're at. Because you don't want to make a lateral move. Unless the cons are horrible. But if the pros, no, if the pro in leaving, I guess it'd be, well, pro con about your current job. But if you find a job and it's, you're making 20, 30, 40 grand more and it's something you want to do, fuck them. Or if there's more opportunity, it's the same type of something you want to do, but it's, you see the growth opportunity and there's no glass ceiling that you're going to be hitting. Yeah, do that one. Job market. It always sucks trying to find a job, trying to find something you want to do, trying to figure out, is this really what the job is? Are they just copy and paste another position? So that's what I'd recommend doing. But thanks for the question. It's something I think about too recently, of just, you know, been more and more exhausted. Doesn't help. I have two little babies, or not really babies, 4-year-old and a 1-month-old, but 10-month-old. I can't even talk. That's how tired I am. I'm fucking it all up. So hit me up. Do Work Schizo, Instagram, M Schizo, Twitter. I'm going to the grocery store, get some eggs. Talk to you next week, bitches.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.